This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers took advantage of these warmer temperatures today. You'd have thought it was the 4th of July. Just a few degrees make such a big difference in people's moods. Here's MLB.
After weeks of bundling up and trying to stay warm, we're finally getting a sweet, unexpected taste of spring.
And we're waiting for summer. My tulips are already this big.
Which means Hava Shalomon is getting a head start.
Today morning, in front of my house, I did my garden.
Mike is eager for spring, but he's really counting down for this time of the year.
July, August, when I can swim. You can walk next to the water and see the beautiful beach.
Grab your sunglasses and SPF and enjoy this warm weather while you can, but make sure you don't put away your gloves and winter jackets just yet. There's a chance we could need them again. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Coney Island Beach.
And Buckley's such a show-off, but on the other hand, a trooper. She's running alongside this woman that she interviewed earlier. I tell you what a trooper there. Don't get the flu, sister. Don't get the flu. Another member of the Central Park Exonerated Five getting into politics now.
Raymond Santana said he's running for city council to be the voice of the East Harlem and Bronx communities that never turned their backs on him.
I start to see how my community started to deteriorate with the trash on the streets, the homelessness, the mental health, the lack of public safety.
The political newcomer is also concerned about the tactics of the Trump administration.
The roundup of immigrants is happening right before our very eyes. And this is the same community that watched in 1989 when there was the roundup of black and brown, kids. And
2 years ago, Yousef Salam was elected to the city council. Both became social justice activists after their exonerations in 2002. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news on this Tuesday, a Bronx man sentenced to 2 to 6 years on the yard after prosecutors say he was the ringleader of a cell phone snatching ring targeting over 24 people across Manhattan. 31-year-old Victor Potta pleading guilty to 2 counts of grand larceny. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says Potta had several people working for him and they drove around on their mopeds. Remember all of this? Usually at night, snatching phones right out of people's hands. And in some cases, the group allegedly stole money from their victims using payment apps. Bragg also says the investigation helped his office uncover a much larger gun trafficking conspiracy. Well, the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer back in front of a judge today.
Rex Heuermann stayed silent as he stood next to his attorney in court, but attorney Michael Brown announced it will be in this courtroom in Riverhead where the trial will take place. He's no longer asking for a change of venue, but at trial, Brown says the DNA results from a lab in California should not be allowed because the lab is not accredited in New York. York.
The more I inspect what the prosecutor has, you know, it leads me to believe that he's not the guy.
DA Ray Tierney says the science at the lab has been around for a long time, and it shows they have the right person.
And it's prevented people from dying from disease.
A hearing on the validity of the DNA results will happen later this year. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Riverhead, Long Island.
And on this Tuesday, and Othello is back on Broadway with Denzel Washington as the titular character and Jake Gyllenhaal as Igo. Am I saying it right? I missed the character's name. Making her Broadway debut is Molly Osborne, who's starring as Desdemona. She tells 1010 Winds her character represents a lot in the show.
He kind of represents a hope for change and to believe in love in a really sort of simple way.
I just love her. She's also reflected on what it means to perform on Broadway.
It's quite a few dreams coming true. You know, I've always really, really admired the Broadway community and have always wanted to live and work in New York. And it has not disappointed at all.
Desdemona. Previews began last night at the Barrymore ahead of the official opening on March the 23rd. That's going to be good. Over a dozen people suffered smoke inhalation earlier today after thick smoke was reported at the 191st Street I-1 train station. It's also causing disruptions along the subway line. The issue started a little before 1 p.m. and it shut down one train traffic between 215th and 145th Street. FDNY Assistant Chief, I should say, Michael Woods, said it appears the issue stemmed from an issue on the tracks.
The train entered the station, made some kind of contact with a piece of equipment on the tracks. That equipment then hit the third rail, creating sparks. We had a smoke condition as a result of that as well.
Yeah, that would do it. Video shows thick clouds of smoke on the 191st Street train platform. Subway riders could be heard coughing and exiting the station. Police say 17 folks were treated for smoke inhalation. The FDNY says there was no fire, by the way, just smoke, and that there was some damage to the tracks and the third rail, but none to the train itself. United Airlines flight out of Newark Liberty had to turn right back around, make an emergency landing this morning. You hear about this? You know, the plane was headed to Las Vegas when it took off just before 6. Less than an hour into flight, the Port Authority says the plane reported an equipment problem and returned to Newark. United says the flight landed safely. All passengers deplaned normally, and they are arranged for a different aircraft to take them to Vegas. This comes just a couple of weeks after two other United flights were also forced to return to Newark for emergency landings.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.